Aaron Lefevre was here not too long ago. He's really an interesting guitar player, very inventive. You'll hear him playing instrumentally, and I don't really need to describe his playing because you're going to hear it. But what I will tell you is I think you're really going to enjoy the intricacies and the moods and the very original kind of sound that he offers. So we'll take a listen to his first selection, then we'll talk a little bit. Here is Aaron Lefevre. That's Aaron Lefevre at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's really good to listen and just kind of relax as you're playing, or if you're in a position to close your eyes and imagine what might be happening as you listen. Did that song have a name?
Yes, it did. It's called Coots and Loons.
Coots and Loons.
Yeah, or waterfowl.
Yeah. Both actually very good waterfowl. It's funny, some instrumental guitarists, I know some who won't or don't choose to name what they compose, but instrumentals deserve names if you choose to give them. Mm-hmm. Where are you from, Aaron? Tell me about, I mean, we've met before, but I want to be sure other folks know your background.
I'm originally from the greater Pittsburgh area. I was born and raised in Indiana County until I was about 7 years old, and then my family moved to Washington County. And I lived there until I was ready to go off to college. And then I went to Slippery Rock, so I kind of stayed in the area for college. And
were you there for music?
I was not, actually. I was studying creative writing.
Slippery Rock has such a great music program.
Yeah,
too.
I had auditioned at Duquesne out of high school on bass guitar, because when I was in high school, I was a big bass guitarist, played a lot of jazz and slap bass kind of stuff. But the audition just didn't go well enough for me, and I decided to go a different route. And I ended up coming back to music anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works out. Mm-hmm. When did you, clearly you love the guitar. Mm. When did that love affair start? You mentioned bass in high school. Mm-hmm.
My freshman year at college, didn't have a band to play with anymore playing bass guitar. So I found a friend who had an acoustic guitar, and I picked it up one day, and I just kind of realized there was a lot more I could do with two more strings. There's four strings on a bass and six on a guitar. And I just kind of became obsessed with it at that point. And I didn't play for people for a long time. I didn't start playing for people until maybe three years ago or so. And I started playing guitar when I, you know, was 10, 11 years ago now.
And you found yourself just pretty much being alone? You probably had a roommate. Would you play when he was around, or did you like to just sort of be totally by yourself?
I've always been kind of a loner in a way, so becoming a solo instrumental guitarist was just kind of natural for me. It was kind of cathartic for me. I didn't want to play with other people around. It was just for me.
It's interesting because I know of some people that are exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. They will be their practicing self or their better self, or be more likely to do something if they're monitored or if they're observed than they will otherwise. And it's good to have that kind of discipline that you do.
I've always been very a very shy person. So it took a lot of people kind of giving me the push to go play in front of people, because they would overhear me from another room, and kind of forced me into it. And then I realized that I really enjoyed it quite a bit.
Tell me about the guitar you have. Some people will wonder. It's steel string, and I can't read the make from where I am.
It's a steel string, six string acoustic guitar. It's made by Dana Bourgeois, who is a builder in Maine. And he has a small workshop of about a dozen people or so that help him build guitars. I think they make a couple hundred a year, maybe, so not a lot compared to some of the bigger guitar manufacturers like Martin and Taylor.
What do you like about this instrument?
It's beautiful looking. I mean, people on the radio can't see it, unfortunately.
It sounds
and plays really, really nicely. I've had it for about two and a half years now, and it's just held up wonderfully.
Yeah, and I'll put a picture up on Facebook as you're playing your next song, and hopefully you'll be able to see it, or at least the color of it especially. It's got sort of this gold honey front to it that really is a shade that's very different than you'll see on most guitars.
It's fairly uncommon, although it's becoming more and more common. It's redwood. It's a sequoia tree, essentially, that they found a log laying around someplace. They didn't chop anything down for it. But so they found a log and salvaged it. And some of the planks from that log were turned into guitar tops like this
one. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Aaron LeFever, that's who you're listening to right now. And we're going to give you another chance. This is unusual. It's that often when we have guitar instrumentalists here, and I love it when we do. What's the song you're going to play next?
This next song is a pretty traditional Celtic tune. I've been studying Celtic music for about a year now and just kind of fell in love with the guitar arrangements that were out there, and I decided to make my own arrangement of a really popular song called Sibeg Shamor, which means big fairy, little fairy.
It's a great song. I can't wait to hear it. Aaron Lefevre, that's a song I've always really liked, too. And it's been, I've heard that song by a lot of guitarists over the years, and it just...
It's very popular amongst guitarists, yeah.
It just makes sense on the guitar, I guess.
Yeah, especially for guitarists who tune their guitar in dadgad tuning, which is really common for Celtic guitarists to do. It's really simple. It's just a nice sounding tuning. Open, it sounds like this. So I'm not using standard tuning.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So that's, and dadgad is
D-A-D-G-A-D.
Yeah, D-A-D-G-A-D. Hence, we had our spellers here last hour from Spelling Bee. We could have asked them, use dadgad in a sentence. I've tuned my guitar to dadgad.
Yeah, I love it. It's become my standard tuning, pretty much.
How did you gravitate towards that? Did you just horse around a little bit?
That's a good question. I don't really remember how I got to it. I was playing in open D tuning for a long time. I think the last time I was here, open D tuning, which is popular for blues music, was kind of my go-to tuning.
And does that give you a pure D chord when you strum it?
I can't remember. I really can't
remember. That's okay.
But it's only one note. It's only one string different from this tuning, actually.
Okay.
You only have to change one string tuning.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was that song called?
Shebeg Shamor.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first song
Coots
I meant.
Loons.
Coots and Loons. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember the name of the first one, and that was in the same tuning?
Yep, same tuning, yeah.
Okay.
But I changed keys just by using a capo. It makes it really simple. And it allows me to use the open strings a lot and keep it in that key.
I was trying to remember Coots and Loons because those are both words that aren't just birds.
Right, yeah.
So I kind of like it.
It's a joke that I use at my shows usually if I'm trying to describe the song. I tell people it's not about crazy people or old people.
Yeah.
It's about waterfowl. Okay. Don't worry.
Speaking of shows, are you going to be anywhere playing soon?
May 3rd, I'll be at James Street Gastropub playing the dining room.
Excellent.
7 to 9, yeah.
That'll be a really terrific, I think people will love hearing you in that setting. Have you done that before?
Yeah, this will be the third time that I've been there doing this.
Okay, that's May 3rd, 7 to 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Anywhere else coming up?
Playing some music festivals in May also. Millvale Music Festival on the 13th. Also, I've been collaborating with a yoga instructor, and we've been putting on a yoga class at Sterling Yoga in Dormont, usually each second Friday of a month at night. So that's pretty interesting.
I'll bet.
She instructs and I play, and people just kind of get to really, really relax and it's a good time.
It's a good way to stay focused.
That'll be on the 12th, so that'll be the night before the festival.
Excellent.
And then Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House on the 13th, which is Mother's Day.
That's great that you have a lot going on. And we've linked, I believe, to your Facebook page. Is that the best way to keep in touch?
Yeah, Facebook is really good. I also have an Instagram and my website, which is just myname.com.
Excellent. Well, and your name.com needs a little help. So it's AARONLE and
FEV. B as in boy, V as in Victor, RE. Yeah, it was kind of, I've always kind of tried to figure out whether I should take a stage name or not.
Yeah, it's so it's Lefevre with a B before the V.
Yep.
It's the best way. Although I think at this point, if you just were to Google Aaron Guitar Pittsburgh, you'd probably, come up.
It probably would.
And we've linked to you as well. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. What would you like to do next?
The next song will be called Catalpa, and it's basically a it's a musical narrative, I should say, about yearning for your youth. So when I was a kid, there was this big catalpa tree in our front yard that had a tire swing, and I just have fond memories of sitting in that tire swing and looking out over our field in the summer, and that's basically what this song is about. It's kind of a playful song. So I would invite you to imagine swinging in a tire swing on a tree. Thank you.
Aaron Lefevre with a catalpa, and I can see you in that tower swing, swinging back. I was really watching your fingers mm-hmm. on that, and as your left hand on the neck of the guitar, you are really able to sort of bend your fingers almost as if I can't explain it yeah. very well, but you really it seems like you fit that guitar extremely well, yeah, and his fingers are almost coming across the way I think it's mallets on the piano, whatever the inside of a piano that actually strikes the string that's in the piano. Mm-hmm. That had to take a long time to develop that ability.
I practice a lot every day.
How many hours do you think you played?
In total?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, do you think four? I'm just...
Like eight day, you mean?
Yeah. In a typical day.
It can vary. I try to play for at least 2 hours every day.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
It doesn't always happen. Life can get in the way. But if I don't practice for a couple of days in a row, I can definitely tell.
Yeah, one reason I asked is I know guitarists, particularly ones that are playing music not exactly like yours, but mm-hmm. classical style mm-hmm. guitarists. And it's almost like they must have a guitar in their hand if they have an idle moment, yeah. even if they're talking to somebody or hopefully just focusing on exactly what they're doing. Because uh-huh. I imagine there's a lot of muscle memory that you're trying to obtain, but just also the mm-hmm. physical, what you need to be able to do. Choosing the frets on the neck, you're using all four fingers yeah. just about all the time, and that's really it's hard.
It, like you said, it's muscle memory, so you can learn it, you just have to really work at it, and it for me became kind of an obsession to get good at it, and that's kind of what it takes sometimes.
And let's not give your right hand a short shrift here, because the percussive efforts and also just choosing the strings that you're playing. It's really fun to watch you play.
Thanks.
And this is a silly question, but I'm going to ask it. Anytime I've picked up a guitar and gotten close to playing, I've had to really, build up calluses. Mm-hmm. And you really, your left hand must be taking quite a beating mm-hmm. Because you, all of those fingers are doing a lot of work on those steel strings.
My left hand is pretty strong at this point. It's funny because I can't do simple things like count money very easily. I don't know why it is. I just can't do simple everyday things that people can do with their fingers, but I can play the guitar really pretty well.
Even before playing, or do you mean since playing?
I'm not sure. I think it's always been that way, really. But it's just kind of funny to me. But my fingers are pretty strong at this point.
Yeah.
The calluses, you can see them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're all right.
Big grooves in my fingers at this point.
Yeah, it's hard. To me, that was the hardest part of playing guitar, was like getting through that initial pain.
I think
period.
It was easier for me because I started playing on bass guitar, and the strings are much larger and even harder on your fingers.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aaron Lefevre, here you can hear him coming up at the James Street if you have dinner there, or mm-hmm. I suspect if you have a beverage in the bar, you'll be able to hear him too. And that's May 3rd.
7 to 9.
And he'll also be at the Millville Music Festival and some other festivals in and around town. You can go to his website, aaronlefevre.com, or go to our website, slbradio.org. We've linked to him. What would you like to play next?
How much more time do we have?
Oh, we've got time, I think, for at least three more. Maybe probably three is the right. It's hard to tell because the length of what you do.
I would say two.
Two. Yeah, two would be fine because I want to be sure that we don't overwork you too. Okay. By the way, I did just put a picture up. If you wanted to see the guitar, you could take a look at it.
All right. This next tune is called Massive Nostalgia Attack, which I think is just kind of a fun title. Like you said, when you're an instrumentalist, you can have fun with the title.
And yeah.
It can mean anything to anybody. For me, the song is just about suddenly remembering something really intensely. That's pretty much all the song is about. So it's more of a feeling than a setting or anything like that.
By the way, Bob in Washington just wrote, and I meant to pass this along, wow, Aaron is a really great guitarist. So,
thanks, Bob.
Here again, Aaron Lefevre. Thank you. Aaron Lefevre here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I just did something we've never done before, but I hope you don't mind. I decided we had to stream a video of you playing because it's just so incredible to watch you play, and I can't believe how many people watched it and started mentioning how much they enjoyed watching you play.
Thank
and that's a first. We've never done that from
Thank
your
you.
Saturday morning.
I really appreciate that.
Just kind
that's
of
cool.
occurred to me, I think I can do this. I think I think this phone I have is able to do that. So a few folks, Kevin, I see, is with us, and Larry in Elwood City. Kevin's in Brighton Heights these days, I think. And I noticed Craig in Macon, Georgia. I didn't look at everybody. It's kind of odd that you can tell who's looking. I mean, it's good, but thank you for being here
sure.
today.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, it's really terrific to listen to you. And again, May 3rd is the next date you can put on your calendar to hear Aaron. He'll be at the James Street Tavern, James Street Gastro Pub.
Yeah.
dating myself, here on the north side, and that'll be 7 to 9 during the dinner hour, playing on May 3rd. And you can also go to aaronlefevre.com or go to our link at slbradio.org to hear more of him. Anything I neglected to mention or ask you? This will be our last chance to talk before you play one more.
I don't think so.
Great.
Yeah, nothing coming to mind.
I just thought of something I meant to ask you that I didn't. I'm assuming you're pretty much self-taught.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's. I wanted to be sure that was the right assumption.
When I was 8 years old, I took guitar lessons for about a month, and I quit because I hated it. And then years later, I picked it up and taught myself, and I loved it. So there's more than one way to learn how to play.
Absolutely. What do you want to play next?
I'll do one more song, and this one is pretty new. And for a long time, I've been an acoustic purist, so I feel a little embarrassed to say that I've recently gotten some effects pedals that let me kind of go to another level in terms of my music.
I noticed those. Craig actually just asked me if I could ask you about your influences.
Well, Michael Hedges, probably the first guitarist like this that I listened to. Ani DeFranco's guitar work is a big influence on me. Victor Wooten, the bass player, was a big influence of mine. But I don't listen to a lot of other fingerstyle guitarists that do what I do. I enjoy playing it, but for some reason I don't enjoy listening to it that much.
I can understand that. Yeah. And sometimes it's nice to hold yourself from being influenced too, right?
I try really hard to do my own thing. And there are a lot of, you know, if you're part of the guitar community, it can be easy to kind of fall into the trend of the time. And I try really, really hard not to do that.
That's great. You were starting to mention, so this song will have some effects pedals new for you.
Yes. So it actually uses an overdrive pedal, which you don't usually use with an acoustic guitar. You use it with an electric guitar. So it'll kind of sound like an electric guitar, but it won't be.
Okay. What's the name of it?
This song is called Ravens on the Ridgeline.
On the Ridgeline?
Yeah. About a year ago, I went backpacking in the Canyonlands in Utah, and it was a pretty transformative experience for me. And I've had this image stuck in my head ever since of these tall red canyon walls with a blue sky above it, and these ravens just kind of flying back and forth across the top silently. So this song, I encourage people to imagine that they're one of those ravens, kind of sitting on top of the canyon walls, looking around, just kind of taking it all in, and then you're going to go for a flight. It'll take me just a couple of seconds to set it up.
Once again, we're getting ready for Gary Lefevre. I see we've got a lot of folks watching, we may have to do this more often. Let us know. I'm your camera person right now, so if the image is shaking, that's the reason why. Because I only got so many hands. But if you enjoy getting a chance to see folks as they play a little snippet, we can do that more often. I'll get another hand next week. And it'll be fun to listen. Aaron's got to make a few adjustments here, which is certainly to be expected. Oh, wow. That's all him, not us. Feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. Here again with our thanks is Aaron Lefevre. Wow, that's Aaron Lefevre. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Folks are still watching you. And
there are videos on YouTube.
Yeah, there's videos on YouTube that you can watch as well.